How can we make your life better? Better Living, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, encouraging you to call us at 888-553-7536 to deal with all of your questions. Ken's fully apprised of the medical news, the news this week. We're reviewing some of that. We're going to get to it in a moment. As a matter of fact, actually, there's a film screening this weekend for a new movie, and I'm not pulling your leg. It's a Joe Cross film called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And it is an unbelievable indictment of the whole system that we've developed in our country, the way the big ag interests have, collided or collaborated is a better word, with companies that are producing or importing food that is horrible for you. And yet we've become almost, numb. We were talking last hour, if you didn't hear us, about how people are not worrying anymore about being overweight. And there's story after story after story this weekend about how people just... and you wonder, okay, are we lecturing to them? It's not really our concern. If you want to do whatever you want to do, it ought to be your... you should make the choice and be happy with your choices one way or another. The problem is that people who abuse themselves, whether it's smoking or drinking or eating or all of the above, later in life get special passes. And I think that's what really annoys me. Sorry if it sounds crass or crude or cruel, but I really am annoyed by people who have obviously abused themselves through their lives, and they end up in a wheelchair, and they expect to get into every line that they're in first. Because they've abused by their own actions, by their own decisions, they have ruined their body, and then they want a reward for it at the end. I don't get it, and I resent it, frankly, and I'll say it as it is. I think that it is outrageous that people try to pull that off, and they're successful. You have somebody come through the line who obviously can't walk anymore because it's so damn fat they can't get around, and they get in a wheelchair and they push you out of the way to go through the line at the beginning of it. So anyway, that's one of the ramifications, but there are other things that are very serious. And
Doug, if I could just mention what you're talking about, there are many, a large fraction of the people you're describing who it is self-inflicted by just bad choices.
Yeah.
But you can't prejudge everyone in that bag, because there are some people who do have severe weight issues.
Yes, that's true.
And it has
thyroid
been for
problems.
Lack of trying.
And, right. I don't disagree. Thank you for underscoring that. You always come across as the gentler, kinder.
The yin-yang of radio.
Right. But it really is, there are all kinds of reasons here, from having sex to being young and how you would be ostracized. I remember when I was a kid playing sports and that sort of thing, or doing, being involved in lots of activities, the kids that were fat always got ignored. But now how do you do that? A lot of kids are involved in football programs. You know what I think about football anyway. But the obesity, look at the story. Let's go through some of these, Ken.
Yes, what's new about obesity? There's a lot this week. Just when you thought you knew everything about obesity, sit back, listen, and enjoy. This week out of the medical journal Neurology, that excess weight in middle age, we're not talking about when you get real old, but in your 40s, especially your 50s, this is linked to developing Alzheimer's disease. So if you have another reason you're not happy that it's and concerned that it's taking away your sex life, it's going to cause heart attacks and strokes, ruin your ability to move and see, here's another problem. It's going to bring on Alzheimer's disease. Also, we hit about this the last hour out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, that belly fat and heart disease, it can be deadly. The fat around your spare tire, even if you're at ideal body weight, this will increase your risk of getting heart disease, so you want to do something about it. Talk to a trainer, talk to a dietitian who will help you eliminate the spare tire. And out of the Journal of Adolescent Health, obese teens, we have to especially look at their vitamin D levels. Vitamin D is so important for every part of the body, lowering the risk of heart disease and stroke, helping the immune system work effectively. Especially we know it helps in bones, but now we know it helps all over the place. If you have an obese teen at home, make sure that they get their vitamin D levels checked. It seems that they are especially a population with low vitamin D levels. Make sure it's around 30 to 50 in that blood test. And obese people, here's another issue. If you're not convinced you need to lose weight, they're just having less satisfying sex lives. This is out of the Medical Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy. This month, proven scientifically through studies that you're going to enjoy sex a lot more if you get down to ideal body weight. And here's a surprising study to some of us. A lot of us think that the ultimate solution, I'll eat whatever I want, and I'm not going to worry because I'm going to get that liposuction. Here's another cloud that's going to burst here. Out of the Medical Journal Obesity, the fat seems to return in those who have had liposuction after 1 year. So to go through all of that and then have that fat come back from liposuction after 1 year, is it really worth it?
I remember interviewing somebody when that craze began. They said, it won't come back. And I thought, that's strange. And then you hear the story you just, and I've heard this from other people, you get it done and it doesn't get rid of the fat cells, or at least the ability for the fat cells to come back and go to where they were. So exercise, eating right, that sort of thing is the place to be. Did you talk about, I didn't hear out of the corner of my ear, the vitamin D connection for young.
You did mention the vitamin D. And, okay. And the other news this week is that the family meal, which, where has it gone? I used to eat together with my family so often when I was a kid. The family meal helps cut the risk of childhood obesity, out of the Medical Journal Pediatrics this month. And the reason why that's so important is because kids just follow our example.
Yes.
So you need to walk the walk. And also, many in America no longer worry about weight. We mentioned that. This is the International Food Information Council Foundation have discovered this from surveying Americans. And also, bottle feeding at age 2 raises the obesity risk. This is out of the Journal of Pediatrics this month.
Why would that be, do you think?
Because
why would bottle feeding versus breastfeeding or being on any kind of milk at all like that?
Exactly. I think it's because it doesn't bring in enough variety of different types of foods.
Got it. All right. So all of this material is very important. Listen, learn. Hopefully, maybe your attitude might change a little bit, but the average American's attitude, as Ken just suggested, isn't good. Not worrying about weight is not a good thing. You might want to, if you are worried about it, check out our MetaFast diet plan that Ken has talked about and been like a prima facie case because he's got his family on it. He's studied this, so 800-506-4115. A good way for you to lose weight if you're looking for a safe, natural way to kind of go through the paces. And that brings me around to something that is listening to all of this and thinking about lifestyle and thinking about what people know about their body or don't know. I hear that, and it seems to me that people are saying, I don't want to know. I'm not worried about what I weigh anymore, and I don't care what's going on in my body. I'm going to live the way I want to live and die, and that's okay. But if, and I'm not being facetious, it really is. You make choices. One of the things that Americans will tell you, and I've been involved in this more in the last year or so since I've been more closely involved in raw milk as I sell it on my dairy farm, it has opened my eyes to lots of people and what they want in terms of choices. If you want to see an evolution or revolution or whatever in this country, take away from people their right to choose the food that they want to eat. Whether it's good or bad, that judgment is, you know, it can be made, but if you want to eat and you want to suffer the consequences or you want to enjoy the consequences, depending on what your choices are, that is an inherent American right. So you need to guard against people who would, I think, give you or take away from you your choices. Now, does it make sense to legislate what kind of fat the hamburger is cooked in or the French fries are cooked in? Maybe. But to tell you that you can't any longer go to McDonald's and have a fat-filled fry or shake or whatever, that's your decision. That is what America is about. And I think we browbeat people sometimes, and you know, maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. But Ken's just giving you the information that any intelligent person, it seems to me, would want to have. Now, in following through on understanding what's in your body, we've discovered a company that is extraordinarily good at what it does. It's called Body Bio. And again, making reference to my physical this week and blood work, I've had blood work done this year by Ken and by Dr. Bordick, who's my local doctor here in Massachusetts. And so what we want you to know about is how you can find out, if you care, and most of you listening to this program do care, you want to know what's going on in your body. The absolute best way for you to figure out is after you've had your blood test with your annual physical, send it to Body Bio. So then what the heck happens there, Ken?
Imagine, Doug, learning what vitamins and supplements you as an individual really need based on the results of your blood test. I love this company, and I just, when I heard about this and looked into it myself, had my own blood run, I knew that this was a product that we needed to bring to our listeners. It's a way to find out from the blood work you get annually, usually with your doctor, or you can do it with this company, get more information out of it than you're getting up to this point, and find out what supplements, what vitamins your body is really deficient in by a scientific method, a patented, proven computer software product, which will go through all of your lab results and then tell you, individualized for you specifically, so you don't go into the health food store, you don't go into the grocery store, yeah, or the pharmacy wondering among all those different varieties, what should I take?
Well, you always advise against self-medication, and in fact, that may be what happens when you take a lot of vitamins that you don't need. And half of you listening to this program, along with half of the country, takes vitamins and minerals and supplements. And you don't really know what you need. You guess at it. Or some practitioners say you need to take more of this or more of that. Well, that's cool. But because you're so unique, this, your blood is like a fingerprint, this Body Bio computer can read the information that is trapped in your blood. And therefore, the suggestions that come back, the one-size-fits-all, Ken says, take one from column A. I've started to use that, by the way, with people.
Oh, no.
Take one from column A, one from column B. That's foolishness. It's ludicrous. This, if you're taking supplements, it's almost guaranteed there are some you don't need. And in case you haven't noticed lately, they're pretty doggone expensive. So you can go online. Anybody can go online to bodybioreport.com and get a blood test, bodybio.com. They'll send you a request form, take to your lab for the blood draw. No doctor is required, but if you have the annual physical, you get that information. Go to your doctor, tell her or him that you want a Body Bio report. Visit bodybioreport.com first, copy the instructions, take it to your doctor so they'll order the correct biomarkers. That's exactly what I did this week. And you can do it as well. Body Bio is the way for you to find out what is actually going on in your body. And you know how important that is. BodyBioReport.com. Evidence-based. That's why Ken likes it. And it's easy to get to. It is. It's BodyBioReport.com. All right? That takes care of that. How are we doing on calls? Lots of them. For Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. Still more news and information to cover. The essence of the newsletter, we were talking about that earlier. Lots of things on, how would you use one word to describe what's in the newsletter, Ken?
Pregnancy and infant health.
All right, so that's three or four. Check it out online, drkenshow.com, dougstefan.com.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Info is king. Kevin is in Ann Arbor, Michigan, listening to WAAM. Go ahead, Kevin. From the big 1600 to us, you go.
Hi, Doctor. I'm glad I finally got through to talk to both of you.
Hi, Kevin. We're glad you're here. One of my patients at the end of the day yesterday was heading up your way in a day or two and checked the weather when we were in the office. It was a sweltering 40 there yesterday.
Yeah, for once it's not snowing.
How can we help?
I was wondering if you had any advice could help at all. I've had essential tremors pretty bad for the last 12 years. It probably started before that a little bit, and it kept getting worse. I'm 43 now, and it affects my whole upper body, and it's in my voice, and it's...
It's not good for your social life either, is it?
No, it's...
Yes. This is a very embarrassing situation for the person who has it, and if you think you're going to poo-poo this, you haven't walked in Kevin's shoes. I've taken care of a number of people with this problem. Essential tremor, it's a disorder of the nervous system. It causes this rhythmic shaking, and it can affect any part of your body. It most often affects the hands. Kevin, tell us again where it affects you. What do you shake?
It's the worst in my head, and, you know, my whole head shakes. And my
You have a head bob, like that little doll that we used to press with the spring. I had a Mickey Mantle one when I was young, right?
Yeah. But it has started spreading to my hands over the last few years, too.
And it's hard to shave, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So unfortunately, we don't really know what causes this. About half seem to be due to a genetic mutation. We call this a familial tremor. Does this run in your family, Kevin?
Yeah, my dad has it also.
Okay, so this is something that you have inherited. You know, thank your dad, it's due to a genetic mutation. It usually occurs in middle age and older, and this is really what you're talking about. So you have the diagnosis, you don't need any more tests. So what do you do about this? Let me walk you down the medicines and the therapy that we do use for this. You've probably been tried on beta blockers by now, I would imagine. That's usually what we do first for medications.
Yeah, they tried that, and right now they have me on alprazolam and Inderal.
Yeah, okay. Inderal is a beta blocker. So we use different families of medications, beta blockers or even the anti-seizure medications. I don't know if you've been tried on something like Topamax, Neurontin, Mizoline. These have been tried. Have those been given to you at all, any from that group?
Yeah, they've tried a couple different ones of those, and they really
haven't worked.
No.
What about some tranquilizers? Sometimes Xanax or Valium. I hate to get you hooked on something like that. That has been tried. Even Botox has sometimes worked.
My doctor did give me a prescription of Valium once. She said just take them if you have trouble going to sleep once in a while.
And it didn't work.
Well, it does help, yeah. Actually,
okay. The other thing it's very important is physical therapy. If you get a physical therapist who is experienced in this problem, they will give you specific exercises which will work in the specific area of your tremor. Have you been through physical therapy?
No.
And I would talk to your doctor about that. Also, as a last resort, and I have a friend who's had to go in this direction, is that surgery is an option for some people, and also deep brain stimulation. One of my good friends underwent deep brain stimulation for this, and the result has been pretty good.
Huh. All right, sir.
I would go to a large center. Go to the University of Michigan Medical Center. There must be an expert at the University of Michigan. Call the neurology department. They'll tell you where to go, Kevin, okay?
I appreciate it.
You're
Take care.
Most welcome, sir. 888-553-7536. Coming up, is healthcare repeal dead? 28 past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. Conservativevoice.us/.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Now 33 after the hour as the Good Day Weekend program tries to help you solve your medical problems and concerns. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls and Dr. Ken's information in a moment after we spend just a second talking about health care repeal. Story this week is that it's dead, Ken. So now the folks in charge, or some of the folks in charge, want to repeal individual mandates. The health care law that was passed apparently can't be, or at least at the moment, can't be turned around. Maybe because once it got out of the House, it wouldn't have the same same fate or success in the Senate. So what do you think some of the individual pieces of this that need to be, other than funding? I mean, they can fix the funding by just not approving the funding. That Congress has the ability to say no, and if it doesn't make any difference whether the Senate votes on it or not, if the House doesn't vote on it, there isn't going to be any money.
Well, I think it's only dead, Doug, in the sense of the current Senate. If the current Senate changes in the next election, this whole thing is not going to be dead, and it's only dead because of the way the Senate is made up right now. Certainly the lawsuit to repeal the law is not dead, and that's probably the most interesting next step to watch.
Yeah. So what are you in dealing with this in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida? How has your reality changed with the passage of this bill, even though supposedly most of the things didn't kick in until after Obama was assured of reelection in 2013? I'm sure that was just a coincidence.
Exactly. Well, I think most people who are providing health care right now are very, very cautious. I used to have no problems about making long-term financial commitments for services for many years because I was clear what the pathway to paying off these costly items to providing good care and service were. But right now it's so unclear, and people are not making long-term investments in providing outstanding care, and that's a real problem right now.
Yeah. Well, it's all you got to keep your guard up. That's it. And figure out how to take care of yourself, and we're here to help you with that. 888-553-7536. Steve is in Pismo Beach, California, with a question for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir, you're on the air now, live.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Ken. I'm on mirtazapine, and I heard your show last week in regards to antidepressant, anxiety medicine, and taking over-the-counter pain medication. I've got another quick question after that, if you have time.
What's the question?
Well, the question is, what type of side effects and what was the situation? Right now, I'm taking Advil for some tooth issues and being on an antidepressant. I'm just curious to see if I'm going to see flying chicken heads or.
So you're on Remeron right now?
Mirtazapine, is that the same?
Remeron.
Okay, yeah, and then, that's it.
Okay, so this is an antidepressant. It's one of many. And what you want to do before you take any other medicines is talk to your pharmacist or your doctor. And it's so complicated today. I use a computer to look this up, and I'll do drug interaction study. And pharmacists are so helpful at doing this. This is why I always recommend people to use one pharmacist for all of their medications. And then a good pharmacist will automatically do this for you as a service of what they provide. And for Remeron, you just want to make sure that whatever you take, you do a check and see if it interacts. I can't give you a one-size-fits-all. One of the things for pain that will sometimes help in this sense is taking something for pain that doesn't go through the body. You don't swallow. And that's why I love this Salon Paz. And that's why I have two cartons of it in my office. And I plan on giving it out to my patients, because this Salon Paz, it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch. It goes right to the site of pain. It doesn't go through your stomach and your entire body. So it's not going to interact with what you're taking.
Okay, so you can take that if you're having some tooth issues and jaw pain and going in to see the dentist or the oral surgeon.
Well, that's something that you're going
to
have a little
hard
problem.
Hard to put a patch there.
A patch there. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to, depending on the severity of your pain, you just need to do one of these drug interaction searches and find out whether it reacts well with Remeron. And it's very easy to do. And pharmacists do this all the time. I do this all day on the computer.
Okay. My quick question is that being a doctor, a medical doctor versus a chiropractor, what's the deal? Can a chiropractor write a prescription out for pain medication or write a prescription for antibiotics or anything like that, or a regular physician?
Chiropractors, it depends on the state. Chiropractors can't practice medicine, and chiropractors use more manipulation and some of the procedures that are part of their own specialty. But regardless of who you go to, if you go to a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant, anyone who gives you any pill to put in your mouth, I don't care whether it's prescription or non-prescription, you always want to ask and make sure there's no interactions with anything else you're putting in your mouth, pill or tablet, over the counter or prescribed.
And the second answer to your question, if you go to a DO, sometimes there is an interesting blend there, chiropractic.
DOs practice medicine.
Yeah.
They practice most of them the equivalent of what an MD practices.
Yep. That's a good info there, Steve. That was a good call. Thank you. 888-553-7536. The story about the confusion that exists, over-the-counter pain relievers and the ingredients in them, something highlighted this week that you have talked about, Ken, sort of underscores what many are unaware of, and that's another reason perhaps for you to use it. We found, Ken, what Ken does and what I do and our staff does is try to find products that we can tell you about that are really helpful to you. And I don't know, the two that we've introduced this week, the Body Bio Report and Salon Paws, they really are down and dirty when it comes to helping you out in a practical way. And so I'm looking at all of the confusion, if you will, and all of the concern about over-the-counter pain relievers and their ingredients. Here's something you don't have to ingest. I don't know if you want to speak to that, Ken, in this circumstance, because we have a lot of, once we start the program and have a few ideas, usually there's this theme that develops. And pain relief is one of the themes for today.
Exactly, Doug. This is a very painful confusion. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week, that many are unaware of over-the-counter pain relievers ingredients and the risk. Many of them contain acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, and you can combine too many of these and get acetaminophen and have an excess, an overdose, and create havoc to your body. You need to make sure you know exactly what is in any of these substances, even if it's over-the-counter. Don't assume it's safe because you don't need a prescription. Make sure that you're not overdosing yourself with these chemicals, and make sure they're safe.
888-553-7536. Daniel in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Sir, you're now on the air live with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show.
Thank you, Daniel.
I got a question I need to ask. I've been a diabetic for over 33 years, and you've been talking about various things. I take gabapentin for neuropathy. But anyhow, my question is, I was diagnosed, well, not truly diagnosed, with severe depression, and I have a thyroid disorder and a couple other things, but now they're thinking I'm bipolar. Is there a way that we could figure out what bipolar, is there a definition for bipolar, I guess,
sure,
is what I'm trying to ask.
Daniel,
discussion about that with regard to Michael Douglas's wife recently. Yeah.
Exactly. Daniel, great question. Bipolar combines both depression, and it sounds like you understand depression, feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, blue. In the most severest form, you actually want to commit suicide. You're not eating, or you're eating too much. You're not getting out of bed. You just have no excitement, no enthusiasm for the things you used to do that you love. You're not interested in sex, or it's no fun anymore. You're just not a hell of a guy anymore.
That's exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Yes. And this is depression, and depression needs to be treated. It needs to be treated with both talking therapy and at times with medications. And it can be very serious. You know, I've seen people commit suicide over severe depression. And we're not talking about a reactive problem. You know, you suddenly have a loss in your family. And these are reactive depressions. They're normal. It's what all of us go through. A severe depression is something that is usually based in some sort of chemical imbalance in the body. And this is a major depression that doctors really need to get to. And if you have it, you know it. And it sounds to me like you've been suffering with this for a long time. Often it runs in families. But this also can be combined with what we used to call manic depressive disorder, the other side of it, of being mania, you know, thinking that you can conquer the world, that you can fly, that you have more. The manic person is the guy who's up at 5 a.m., who's been up all night, and is going stronger by 4 and 5, and they haven't even slept. Their mind just keeps going. It's more complicated than attention deficit disorder, but it's somebody who just thinks that they can conquer the world, and it's so disruptive to their functioning. And they go back and forth. They go from being incredibly down to feeling euphoric. Does this describe you?
I tell you what, you stepped inside my body. It's amazing what you know. Yeah, you're right.
This shift from depression to euphoria, the mania, the manic to the depressive, what we now call bipolar disorder, it's unfortunately too common. Doug was talking about famous people who've had it, and it's very treatable. A good psychiatrist who's familiar with this can help you. Sometimes you need to be hospitalized to initiate treatment, but it takes medication. It also takes good talking therapy. And it takes some lifestyle changes. And please get help, because this can be a big problem. Sometimes there are alternative therapies that may help a little bit. Omega-3 fatty acids may be of some help. Acupuncture has been recently shown to be very effective for depression that's not too severe. Yoga and massage therapy can help. But I would combine this. I would not use alternative therapy exclusively. I would use a combined alternative and traditional approach to bipolar.
It sounds great. I'll take note of that. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for your call, and good luck to you. 888-553-7536. Night skin cream. Tautenol. Tautenol in the daytime. Men and women use it to protect their skin, especially from this time of year on. Or in the wintertime, you're out skiing or you're working outside. Anybody who spends a lot of time out of doors, as my grandmother used to say, if you're out out of doors, if you're outside a lot, Tautenol is a cream from New Vitality that protects and seals the pores and it keeps you from having harmful effects of being out in Mother Nature. So that's one approach to taking care of your skin and your looks. Night skin cream is the best way for both men and women to look younger. It's applied at night to help you get rid of age spots. It's a moisturizer, Ken. Reduces the appearance of wrinkles on your face. It really is a way to stay away from the surgeon. Interesting, because it was developed by a plastic surgeon.
You can avoid the risk, Doug, of pain, the expense of surgery, injections, or chemicals. It reverses the signs of aging. They stimulate the growth of collagen and elastin, and this keeps your skin looking firm and youthful, Doug.
This is the time of year to go for it. And don't go for gimmicky supermarket creams. Night Skin and Tautenol, made by a real cosmetic surgeon. To get your free bottle of Night Skin, call 800-607-7078. Want me to go slowly? 800-607-7078. Pay shipping and handling. Get started with Night Skin. They give you a free bottle because they know once you use it, you'll see the benefits and you'll keep ordering and keep using it. Also from New Vitality, I mentioned Tautenol. That is another cream put on during the daytime. Men use it for an aftershave. Women use it, as I said, just protect your skin in the daytime so that at night, New Vitality's Night Skin can do its work. And there are ways of getting free bottles of Tautenol as well, plus lots of other things that go along with these great products. 800-607-7078.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Ever dream about starting your own business? Well, you're not alone. In a recent Yahoo Small Business survey, having a flexible work schedule, being your own boss, and earning a living while fueling your passions are the main motivators for starting a small business. And with National Small Business Week starting on May 16th, now just may be the time to take some action. Yahoo Small Business expert Melissa Sobel suggests an important first step.
Today, having a website is crucial for any business, from consulting services to local stores and restaurants. The website establishes credibility for your business and makes it easier for customers to find you and learn about you. Business websites can cost as little as $10 a month, and you can often build the site yourself without needing a technical background, which helps to keep startup costs down.
Sobel also suggests you seek the help of trusted brands and advisors, from your website partner to your accountant, and do your research. You can begin by visiting smallbusiness.yahoo.com to find more resources to help get you started.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Young Kenny Kronhaus is at your service at 888-553-7536. Help yourself.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The doctor is in and taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Tell your friends in the areas where you live that you can get not free medical advice, but information that you can use to make decisions. That's really what this is all about. For a long time, Ken, health officials have warned that eating too much sodium, i.e. salt, can raise blood pressure to unsafe levels and increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. However, there is a new study that suggests something other than that. So can we be singing Don't Worry, Be Happy with this?
Well, this is why you need to listen to us. This is not self-serving, but there was a publication in the Journal of the American Medical Association this week that challenged the link between salt and heart disease. But the important part of this study, and that's why you can't just look at headlines, is this only involved European Caucasians. And these were people who had no heart disease. So if you have heart disease, don't change your habits. Make sure you stay away from the salt. And also, this does affect different racial people differently.
Right. Black people have a different...
African-Americans, some are very, very sensitive to salt. So genetic tendencies, the races are... have different effects on salt. So I'm not going to change my recommendations to my patients at all based on this one study. And I like garlic and vinegar, excellent alternatives to salt. And the American Heart Association is still recommending, after this study, a measly 1,500 milligrams of salt each day.
Well, I'll tell you something. On baked potatoes or sweet corn, nothing better than a little salt. That's the only place I ever use salt anymore. And you know what? I haven't missed it. It's like sugar on your cereal. You stop using it, and you get used to it, and you don't miss it anymore.
Exactly. That's it's a habit. It's an addiction.
But if you're a parent, you don't ever introduce your children to it, and they'll never miss it. That's the thing. 888-553-7536. Aaron is in Jackson, Tennessee. Yes, ma'am, you're on with Dr. Ken.
My question is, I am on pain medication 3 times daily for bulging disc.
Yes, sir.
Degenerative disc disease, arthritis, and a protruding disc. And I also have a spur on my spine. And I really don't like taking this medication. But if I don't take it, I feel like I hurt more. Is there anything alternatively that I could do naturally or anything in respect of not taking pain medication?
Sure. Let me throw out some options. You can talk to your doctor. You can research them. This Salon Pause that we've been talking about, go to my website, drkenshow.com, and you'll get a free sample of it. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for arthritis. And I would try the Salon Pause, S-A-L-O-N-P-O-S. Also, other options, alternative treatments, acupuncture, ginger, glucosamine, chondroitin, Tai Chi, yoga, physical therapy. These are all options that are non-pharmacologic.
Okay. I've had physical therapy, and it was painful in the beginning, but I didn't feel that it was helping me. I don't know if – I felt it was helping me to an extent.
Try the Salon Pass, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S.
Okay.
Go to drkenshow.com, and you'll get a free you can get a free patch there. Let's get one more person on here as we have about a minute left. Marie, can you make your question to Dr. Ken quick, please?
Yeah. I want to know what Dr. Ken's thoughts are about a coronary calcium scan or the ablation.
Well, ablation for coronary disease or for an electrical problem? Ablations are usually for electrical problems, and the coronary calcium score is for a plumbing problem to diagnose. One is diagnosing the plumbing problem, the coronary artery calcium score. It's a very good test. And the other, the ablation, is treatment for an electrical problem of the heart. If you don't know whether you have any plaque in your coronaries, a coronary artery calcium score tells you whether you have the hard calcified plaque. It's a very good test if your score is zero, which is normal. If your score is anything else, then you have hard plaque. The problem with it, it doesn't tell you about the soft plaque, which is the soft plaque is what ruptures and causes heart attack. That's the limitation of just a coronary artery calcium score. And that's why if you're at risk, I like the CT angiogram because it does it all.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll leave you with the words of Theodore Roosevelt, Ken, who said, "A typical vice of American politics is the avoidance of saying anything real on real issues." And they think back to what happened this past week or discussion of any number of things, including the health care bill, and put that together with it. Meanwhile, check out drkenshow.com for more medical info.